Hello?
Hello, ma'am. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct a quick opinion poll, a quick survey about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and some of your opinions with us with a quick survey?
How long will the survey take?
5-10 minutes tops.
How many questions?
About 15, about more or less.
Look, if it's over 30 questions, I'm a
hang. Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's a lot less than that, ma'am. It's a lot less than that.
Taking up my time. This is my resting time, sir.
I understand, ma'am, and we definitely do appreciate that you would be willing to share some of your time with us, but your opinions definitely do count. Would you be so kind as to just answer a few questions?
I answer a few questions, but my thing is, if it's over 30, I'm hanging up the phone.
No, it's a lot less. It's a lot less, ma'am. Look, the first one is, there's going to be a Democratic primary election, right, in March 2024? That's going to be for the, it's going to be the primary election for state between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez. And this is to see who's going to take on Ted Cruz. And also for local offices like state legislature. You yourself, are you definitely going to vote in this primary, Democratic election? Maybe vote or wait until November for the general election?
I might vote. It depends.
Okay. Now, answer me if you feel favorable. Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about the following people and organizations. Do you know Clint Van Horn? And if you do know him, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards him?
Unfavorable.
Okay, will you say somewhat or very unfavorable?
I guess very. I can't really say the name, person name again.
Clint Van Horn.
Clint Van Horn. I never really heard of him.
Okay, that's a valid answer. No problem at all. What about this organization, the Houston Independent School District, HISD?
I heard of that one.
Uh-huh. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable towards that organization?
I feel favorable.
Do you feel very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Uh-huh, but very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about Mr. Harold Dutton?
Favorable. I've heard of him.
Okay. Do you feel very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Correct, but very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. What about Ms. Shayla Jackson Lee?
Very favorable.
Okay. Joyce Chapman?
Joyce Chapman. Favorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Mr. Danny Norris?
I never heard of him.
Okie dokes. Okay, now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over running the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support that fact because the state takeover, HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
No, I don't like the state taking over the school district at all.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, in March, there's going to be a Democratic primary, right, for the Texas, for the Texas State House.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
Probably Harold Dutton.
Okay, dokes. Now, here are a few statements about the current long state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record.
Mm-hmm.
Rate your reaction to each of these as very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. These are statements, right, about Harry Dutton. The first one is that Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Does that statement about him make you feel favorable or negative about him?
Favorable.
Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Very.
Okay. What about the next statement about Harold Dutton? Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make you feel favorable towards him or negative?
That's a big question.
It's very important. That's the reason for the survey. You know, we kind of want to feel what people feel about that sort of thing.
Negative.
Would you say somewhat or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay. The next statement is also about Mr. Dutton. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund the public education through his voucher scheme. He worked to stop it. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
I have positive thoughts about him, but I ain't heard anything about that situation, sir.
Okay, so for that specific statement, would you say that you feel positive or negative?
It's negative. I feel negative.
Okay, would you say somewhat or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay. Now, the next one is also about Mr. Dutton. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does that make you feel positive or negative toward Mr. Dutton?
I have positive ideas for Mr. Dutton, but I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay. So would you say positive or negative?
I'm going to say positive.
Somewhat or very positive?
Positive.
Thank you, ma'am. That answer has been recorded. The next one is also about Mr. Dutton. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
I think it's positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, Mr. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide the free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money. Does that make you feel positive or negative with what he's doing?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, he's also fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
I feel negative on that.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or very negative?
Very negative.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary of State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I'd probably vote for Harold Dutton.
Harold Dutton. Okay. Now, quick question, and this is just to kind of see where, you know, the information is coming from. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
I'm in my late 60s.
Late 60s?
Early 60s.
So less than 64, right?
No, I just made 64.
You're 64, okay.
I'm 64.
Well, congratulations on your birthday, ma'am. Now, do you rent or do you own your own place of residence?
I own my own residence.
Awesome. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
I'm black America. I'm not African American. I'm black America. I'm born in America.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you...
United States.
Awesome. Do you currently have children in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have grandchildren who are in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Ma'am, that completes the survey. We thank you so very much for, you know, sharing your time with us and your opinions. We hope you have a great evening, okay?
You too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.